Do you know what modal verbs are? And do you have problems with modal verbs in English? If you do, you'll know that modal verbs appear all the time in English. So if you want to speak English without mistakes, you have to learn modal verbs. How about today I give you 3 easy rules for modal verbs? And we'll do some practice at the end of the podcast. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So first of all, just in case you don't know, or you may not know the name, what are modal verbs in English? Well, they're words like could, can, should, may, might, ought, would, must. And we use them with another verb. I could sing a song. You can travel abroad. He should go to school. She may support that charity. So we use these little modal verbs to give you more information about the person's relationship with the action, with the main verb. So no modal verb, he goes to school. With a modal verb, he should go to school. It tells you more. It tells you he has an obligation to go. He should go to school. Again, no modal verb, I sing a song. But with a modal verb, I could sing a song. I'm showing you it's a possibility. It may or may not happen, my song. So modal verbs are a way of showing a person's relationship with the verb. So take a simple sentence like, I eat fish. Let's add some modal verbs for more meaning. I should eat fish because it's good for my health. I could eat fish tonight, but maybe I fancy something vegetarian instead. I must eat fish tonight. I don't have a choice. I ought to eat fish tonight, otherwise it'll have gone off in the fridge. So I've promised you 3 easy rules for modal verbs. These 3 easy rules will help you stop making the most common mistakes with modal verbs. Here goes. It's really simple when you know how. And I'll add in some exceptions. Learn these if you want to. But the 3 main rules are the most important things to remember. And just knowing these will improve your use of modal verbs a lot. Rule number 1. Modal verbs don't change their endings. They're always the same. So actually, they're easier than other verbs. So unlike other verbs, modal verbs don't change when you use he, she or it. An example, you would say, I speak, but he speaks or she speaks or even it speaks. But if you are using a modal verb, it's simply he can speak, she should speak, it may speak. No change, don't add an S on the end for he, she or it. In most cases, modal verbs are used in the present tense, so that's easier too. There are some exceptions, but most of the time they're used as though they're simply present tense. Rule number 2. Modal verbs don't use to with the infinitive. This is the most common mistake that English language learners make. She should to go. He must to drink the water. I could to eat the fish tonight. No, no, and no, these aren't right. Modal verbs just use the verb stem, no to. So she should go. He must drink the water. I could eat fish tonight. 2 exceptions here. When you use the modal verb ought, O-U-G-H-T. This one needs the to. She ought to go. He ought to drink the water. I ought to eat fish tonight. And if you use I have to as a modal verb, that one needs the to as well. It means the same as ought, I have to. So to summarise, most modal verbs don't use to with the infinitive unless it's ought or have to. Rule number 3. When you make the modal verb negative, just use not, N-O-T, in between the modal verb and the main verb. She should not speak. He could not go. You ought not to shout. So again, that's much easier than with ordinary verbs, where you have to worry about do not, don't, hasn't, has not to make it negative. Just a simple not between the two verbs is enough. But notice that these do often get contracted. So she should not sing becomes she shouldn't sing. He could not speak French becomes he couldn't speak French. But we're just contracting here, showing how we shorten the words and join them together when we speak. It's not really changing the words of the word order much. We ought not to steal becomes we oughtn't steal. Notice another little trick there. If you use ought with not, it loses the to. Little things to trip you up, catch you out. But the main thing here, word order is important. A simple not between the two verbs, the modal verb and the main verb, is what you need to make a negative. Just before we do some practice, a reminder to sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. It's on our website at adeptenglish.com and it's free. 7 fundamental, 7 really important tips, pieces of advice, a must for any language learner. Find out how you can learn English and become fluent much more easily with the Adept English method, all in 7 rules. If you've not done it already, do it today. Okay, let's do some practice. Let's pretend that you're the English teacher and you have some sentences to correct where the modal verbs have been used wrongly, used incorrectly. Being the teacher and correcting mistakes is sometimes a good way to check that you know how to do it well. So see if you can correct these sentences. I will give you the answers afterwards. And think about which of the 3 easy rules for modal verbs is being broken in each of these sentences. Number 1, he must to apply for that job. Number 2, she cans send the email to everyone. Number 3, they don't should go to the party. Number 4, we should not to swim in the pool. Number 5, they would to visit their nephew in Berlin. Number 6, I don't can drive a car. Number 7, she oughts go home. Number 8, he doesn't could find his shoes. Number 9, they must let not the dog out. Number 10, it might rain this evening. Okay. Was it hard being the teacher and correcting those sentences, or did you find it easy? If you listen to enough English, they will start to sound incorrect to you when they're wrong. But until that happens, just use the 3 rules. I'll go back over those sentences and say the correct version of each one now. And I'll explain which one of the 3 rules was broken each time. Here goes with the correct answers. Number 1. He must to apply for that job. Okay, so this is breaking rule number 2. No to with that infinitive. Instead, he must apply for that job. Number 2. She cans send the email to everyone. So this one breaks rule number 1. Modal verbs don't change. So instead, she can send the email to everyone. Number 3. They don't should go to the party. This one breaks rule number 3. If you want to make the sentence negative, just put not between the modal and the main verb. They should not go to the party. Or if you contract that, they shouldn't go to the party. Number 4. We should not to swim in the pool. You've got it. This one breaks rule number 2. No to. Just we should not swim in the pool. Number 5. They would to visit their nephew in Berlin. Again, rule number 2, no to. Instead, they would visit their nephew in Berlin. Number 6, I don't can drive a car. Remember rule number 3. For negative modal verbs, just a simple not between the modal and the main verb. I cannot drive a car. This one contracts 2 ways. I cannot drive a car or I can't drive a car. Both are correct, same meaning. Number 7. She oughts go home. The main error here, modal verbs do not change, so no S on the end. Instead, she ought. But did you spot the second error? If you're using modal verb ought, you have to use to with that. She ought to go home. Number 8. He doesn't could find his shoes. Rule number 3. A simple not between the modal verb and the main verb. He couldn't find his shoes. Or he could not find his shoes if you're not contracting that. Number 9. They must let not the dog out. Again, rule number 3. A simple not between the modal verb and the main verb. So this error is just in the word order. They must not let the dog out. Or you could say here, they mustn't let the dog out. If you use that word order, that incorrect word order, I'll say it again. They must let not the dog out. Some English speakers might find it funny if you say that because it sounds like very old-fashioned English, something that would come out of an old translation of the Bible, perhaps. So people might be amused if you get that one wrong. That's why. And number 10, it might rain this evening. So finally, rule number 1 being broken. Modal verbs do not change. There's no S on the end of might. Instead, it might rain this evening. Okay, so how did you do at that? Was it okay or do you need to practice? It's much, much easier with practice. Like everything else, it becomes automatic if you've done it lots of times. So listen to this podcast lots of times until you've got it. And you'll find that your modal verbs suddenly improve a lot when you practice this. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.